Intro, calm, confident, welcome. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we'll turn a single field recording into a layered breakage-style texture and arrange it for timeless roller momentum. You'll learn destructive resampling techniques, device and macro automation, clip envelopes, and sidechain strategies so the texture breathes with the drums without muddying the low end. Lesson overview, here's the goal. Take one raw atmospheric take and make a 16 to 32 bar textured loop made of three complementary layers, a subsafe low end bed, a distorted mid slash texture grit, and an airy shimmer. We'll use only live stock devices, EQ8, saturator, overdrive, redux, erosion, auto filter, grain delay, hybrid reverb, delay, compressor, utility, and audio effect racks with mapped macros. You'll map macros for drive, filter cutoff, grain slash pitch and reverb send, automate them across arrangement sections, and add sidechain ducking so the texture supports the kick and snare pocket. Preparations first. Set your tempo to your drum and bass range, 170 to 174 BPM. That keeps delays, LFOs and clip warping musically synced. Drag your field recording into an audio track and turn warp on in clip view. Use tones for clearer tonal textures or Complex Pro for dense atmospheres. Warp so a chosen transient lines up with a bar or subdivision. That way later automation and tempo sync stays musical. Layer 1. Subsafe bed. Duplicate the original clip twice so you have three instances. On track A, the sub bed, start with EQ8. High pass everything above about 6 to 8 kHz and low pass around 400 to 800 Hz to isolate low mids. If you need extra body, add a gentle low shelf boost at 80 to 120 Hz. Subtle. Next. Add saturator with a soft clip style and moderate drive, then a glue compressor with a slow attack, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, medium release and a 2:1 ratio to glue the dynamics. Optionally use corpus or resonators to emphasize low harmonics, and map corpus frequency to a macro with a slow LFO, if you want evolving sub character. Now resample track to a new audio track, set input to resampling and record one loop. This gives you a stable subbed version, without the high frequency clutter and free CPU. On the resample track, add a utility and automate width so anything below about 200 Hz is mono. Map utility width to macro 1 on a rack and automate that macro to keep low frequency safe for club playback. Layer 2. Mid-slash texture grit on track B. Start with EQ8 and cut everything under roughly 120 Hz. Then chain overdrive, saturator, erosion, and redux, in that order, to create harmonic grit and digital crunch. Place auto filter after redux and send to your reverb or delay sends. Wrap this chain in an auto effect rack and map four macros. Macro 1, drive intensity. Tie it to overdrive drive and saturator drive. Macro 2, bit reduction amount. Map redux downsample and bits. Macro 3, filter cutoff. Map auto filter frequency. Macro 4, texture send. Map send for reverb or delay. For automation, use arrangement lanes for these macros. For a timeless roller feel, automate macro 1 to breathe. Make small, synced bumps every 1 or 2 bars. Draw slight peaks that align musically with the groove, and use S-curves when you want smooth transitions. For slow timbral motion, use auto filter LFO with a shallow amount set to 1/8 or 1/16 beat and, if desired, map LFO depth to a macro instead of automating cutoff directly. Layer 3. Air slash shimmer track C is the airy layer. High pass with EQ8 around 800 to 1200 Hz, then use grain delay set to 1/16 or 1/32 delay time. Increase spray and pitch range to taste to create shimmer, and keep dry slash wet moderate, 20 to 40%. Follow with hybrid reverb or reverb and a ping pong delay if you need extra space. Map macros for grain pitch shift grain dry slash wet reverb size slash decay. Automate the grain dry slash wet so it's lower in dense sections and rises in breakdowns. This keeps space without stealing the groove. Automation for timeless roller momentum. Group your texture, tracks, and insert a compressor on the group for sidechain ducking. Enable sidechain. Choose your kick or kick bus as the trigger. Set attack very fast, 1 to 3 ms, and release synced. Try 1/16 to 1/8 as starting points. Ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Automating the compressor threshold or ratio subtly across the arrangement helps emphasize groove during pre-drops and ease off during pads. Automate dry slash wet and send levels instead of leaving them static. For example, raise a reverb send for a single bar on the 8th bar for a wash, then drop it back to maintain forward motion. Use clip envelopes for repeating micro variations that loop every 1 to 4 bars. Use track automation for section changes, 8 to 16 bar builds or drops. Clip envelopes are great for LFO-like repeating motions. Track lanes are for form-level moves. When drawing automation, smooth curves are your friend. Use S-curves and avoid abrupt parameter jumps unless you want a hard effect. Arrangement techniques to preserve momentum: create variations every 8 bars by duplicating your main texture and altering macro automation. For example, section A, lower drive, filter more closed for tightness. Section B, slowly ramp drive and increase bit crash every 4 bars to add tension. Section C, break slash drop, mute mid grit, boost reverb sends and slowly pitch shift up for 2 bars, then snap back with a resampled transient hit. Do resampling passes to create one-shot texture stabs. Record a heavily processed version, slice into simpler and trigger stabs to accent the groove. Keep the low end consistent by automating a high pass before reverb sends, so tails don't smear bass. Automate small dips in mid-presence around snare hits to let transients punch through. Practical macro slash group automation example: group tracks a through seed into a texture group. Put an audio effect rack on the group and map. Macro 1 equals group drive. Map each track's distortion devices conservatively. Macro 2 equals group width. Map utilities on each subtrack. Macro 3 equals reverb send all. Map send day on each track. Macro 4 equals sidechain depth. Map group compressor threshold. In arrangement, automate these macros. Small step up on macro 1 across each 8-bar phrase. Single bar wash boosts on macro 3 at phrase ends, and tighter ducking on macro 4 during main grooves. Resampling and destructive passes: resample the group periodically. Record the processed group and use that stereo file as a new layer you can mangled further. Heavy redux, slow tremolo, reverse. Whatever serves the moment. Committing like this freezes a sound you like, reduces CPU, and makes arranging decisions easier. Common mistakes: listen for these, avoid overdistortion that kills transient clarity. Don't automate every individual parameter, use grouped macros. Always warp the clip to tempo so LFOs and delay stay in time. Don't leave reverb tail static, automate sends or high pass returns. Commit passes when you like a version to avoid CPU and complexity, and don't over narrow stereo width and midrange. Restrict mono to below about 200-300 Hz only. Pro tip: set macro mapping ranges so one macro won't jump from zero to maximum. Use S-curve automation for smoother musical boosts. Micro breathing, tiny drive bumps on subdivisions behind transients, adds perceived swing. Freeze and flatten to audition destructive changes and save CPU. Use spectrum or EQ8 spectrum view to check for broadband mud after distortion. Alternate analog style saturation and digital grit across sections for pleasing contrast. Mini practice exercise: 30 to 45 minutes, build an 8-bar textured loop at 174 BPM from one field recording. 1. Import and warp the recording. 2. Make 3 tracks, sub, mid, air, and apply the device chains. 3. Group them and create an audio effect rack with 4 macros: drive, bit crush, filter cutoff, reverb send. 4. Make a simple 8-bar drum loop and sidechain the texture group to the kick. 5. Automate drive to make 2 small peaks per bar and open filter cutoff slowly across the 8 bars. 6. Resample the loop and carve 1 transient stab to play on bar 9. Your deliverable is an 8-bar loop that breathes with the drums while remaining clear. Recap: you learned how to warp and prepare field recordings, build 3 layers with stock devices, use audio effect racks and macro mapping, automate at clip and track levels, set up sidechain compression, resample destructive passes, and arrange with automation-minded phrasing to keep perpetual roller motion. Automate intention, not parameters. Small rhythmic motions preserve the timeless roller feel. Big moves mark form changes. Commit often and keep transient clarity so the texture supports the groove. Closing encouragement: use these techniques as a production engine. Map conservative macro ranges, prefer group to automation, and resample as you commit. With practice, you'll be able to turn any field recording into a textured engine that drives momentum without fighting your drums. Go build something that rolls.